Earlier in December, Governor Cuomo was asked about the Moreland Commission on Government Corruption that he created and then ended. He said it was never supposed to actually probe suspected lawbreaking or accuse any state politicians of illegal acts.
The Moreland Commission was not an investigative prosecutorial commission. That commission was to educate the public, to spur the legislature to pass ethics laws.
Those statements raised eyebrows because they were in direct contrast with the actual full title of the Moreland Commission itself, which was called the Moreland Commission to Investigate Public Corruption. And the governor's remarks seemed to be the opposite of what he said when he announced the commission back in July of 2013.
Your mission is to put a system in place that says, A, we're going to punish the wrongdoers, and to the extent people have violated the public trust, they will be punished.
Cuomo even ran a television ad, the first of his 2014 re-election campaign, reiterating his intentions.
So I am appointing a new independent commission led by top law enforcement officials from all across this great state to investigate and prosecute wrongdoing.
Cuomo ended the commission less than a year later, in March of 2014, as part of a budget deal that included some ethics reforms, like new laws against bribery and the creation of the crime of corrupting the government. The closure of the commission became controversial when Cuomo aides were accused of stopping the district attorneys and other investigators on the commission from probing campaign donors that gave heavily to the governor. When the governor objected to those accusations, Cuomo was chided by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Bharara threatened to launch an investigation for possible obstruction of justice or witness tampering. Bharara recently successfully prosecuted the former Speaker of the Assembly on corruption charges in late November, and a case against the former Senate leader and his son is due to go to the jury on Thursday. Cuomo, as early as April of 2014, was trying to recharacterize the role of the commission. He said it was more about getting the Senate and Assembly to pass reform legislation than it ever was about going after anyone. He said he told lawmakers that.
Said consistently, if we pass that law, that we would end Moreland, and we have. And I told the Moreland Commission that from day one.
It's unclear from his remarks whether Cuomo was telling commission members one thing privately, then telling the public he intended to prosecute and investigate the potential lawbreakers. The website for the Moreland Commission and its links to its public hearings had disappeared from the internet briefly. But after a report in the Albany Times-Union mentioned the down website, the site was restored. A link to one of the hearings that dealt with dysfunction at the State Board of Elections is still missing, though. A spokesman for the governor did not address the discrepancy in Cuomo's characterization of the Moreland Commission, but he did say that the partial disappearance from the internet of the Moreland Commission website was not any kind of conspiracy and is much ado about nothing. Spokesman Rich Azzopardi says it's simply that the server for the site expired and that technicians are transferring the data over to the new server on a rolling basis. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.